that led to his devotion of the entire glory about this. And this force itself to appear in my tongue as the holy name. So what it means is the holy name brings from the soul. So in another place in Bhagavad Gita writes the same thing. He says the holy name springs from the heart of the soul, permeates the whole body and dances in the tongue of a sincere chanter. So such a holy name, it is said to be appearing in the tongue of the chanter. It is not like pronouncing a material word. Like when you speak a material word, someone in material word, you may utter a word or capture a word in the mouth. But the holy name is actually something which cannot be chanted. That is why when Valmiki wanted to chant Ram Ram, he could not chant. Even the Ram only, his mouth could not utter the word Ram. And then Narada understood. This fellow is very sinful. He is so sinful that he cannot even say Rama. According to Bhagavad, there are some areas in the globe where people are born, like Kirata, Huna, and the Pulinda, Plakasha. In such areas, like the Greeks or the Germans or Chinese and such people, they are so sinful. Not that they are sinful now, but they have been sinful in the past, due to which they are born in those regions. Because of which they cannot utter the sound of the Lord's names properly. Like I met one devotee in Bombay, they come from, I think, China or Russia, somewhere. So in China, there is no, the word Ra is not there only. And the lies are Ale, Pitna, Ale, Pitna, 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 Ale, 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 Lama, Ale, Lama, 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 Ale, 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 not chant, very difficult. But even chanting like that, they have become purified over a period of time. And now they can chant clearly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So then Prabhupada can be compared to be like the, you know, Narada Muni, who gave them the holy name and made them chant. So the holy name simply cannot be chanted by anybody. But the holy name appears in the tongue of the chanter. Like all of us can see, when you sit to chant, you feel falling asleep. Or somebody becomes restless, they will have head and hands and legs. Some people jump up, some people jog. Some people silently go to the top and go to sleep. People do this kind of things. Why? This is a sign that we cannot chant the holy name. It is not in our hands that we cannot capture the holy name. Like we want to capture things of this world. So it is only by the mercy of the Guru that the holy name will appear in the tongue very easily, that one can chant the Lord and call his name and be in his vicinity and the fond remembrances of the Lord and his pastimes appear in the mind. So one becomes completely immersed in a spiritual consciousness and one can get rid of this worldly thoughts and plans and worries. So every day before we chant, we should pray. We pray to Sri Prabhupada, Sri Master, we pray that I don't have any power to chant the holy name myself. But you are a Vaishnava and you always possess Krishna with you. Krishna is fond of you and you are fond of Krishna. And I am a fool, somehow or other, in a position as a devotee. So please help me to develop a small bit of attraction for the holy name, so that I will be able to continue, somehow drag on at least and come to a stage where I will never leave Krishna's feet. Arunakumukhi.